弟兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
就好像刚才彼得传道说啊，时间过得很快，夏天又过去了。
Just like Pastor Peter mentioned a moment ago, summer was fast over and the fall is coming.
秋天要来了哈。
Fall is coming.
那我们要怎么办呢？
What are we going to do?
我们在这个暑假里面有什么成长吗？
What kind of growth did we go through during the summer?
或者我们只是有很多的玩乐
？Or we just had a lot of fun?
跟我们的家人、孩子们
，together with our family, our kids.
当然，这也是神的一个祝福。
But of course, it is part of God's wishes.
今天我们还是要讲到一个很基础的一个信息。
Today we are going to touch on a very fundamental topic.
是关于建造房子的。
It is about building our houses.
不知道你们有哪一位建造过房子吗
I don't know who has ever done that.
可能很少人自己建造自己的房子。
But I think very few of you build their own house on their own.
但是我们很多人都买了房子。
But many of us have bought the house.
所以不论自己建自己买还是很重要的事情。
But I still think it's important that we do it on our own.
为什么耶稣选择了这个比喻在这个最后的时候做一个总结呢？
But why did Jesus chose this parable to summarize in the end?
如果你从第五章到第七章，你会知道耶稣是在一个山上来传讲这个信息。
But if you read the Bible, Jesus said all these words from chapter 5 to 7 on top of a mountain set.
所以我们就说登山宝训。
Therefore, we said that the Sermon on the Mount.
但是今天他用了这个来收尾，是一个很简单的信息。
But he summarizes in such a way to deliver a very simple message.
但是却是有力的。
But it's a very powerful message.
他用这个比喻有什么用处呢？
Why does he use this parable?
它带来什么的果效呢？
What kind of effect did he intend to produce?
主要我们的注意力回到如何建造我们整个的生命。
In order to bring our focus back to how to build our spiritual life.
前面他讲到很多关于怎么跟随他，怎么做他的门徒。
Before he talked about many things about how to be his disciple following him.
这里他要一个总结，我们怎么样来建造他的教会。
Here he gives us a summary on how to build up his own church.
他用一个非常极端相对的框景来表明。
He used a very radical extreme scenario to demonstrate this.
一个聪明的建造者和一个愚拙的建造者。
And a very wise builder and a stupid one.
意思要比喻我们应该如何让生命，这个重生得救的生命被建造起来。
It signifies to tell us how we can build ourselves on a renewed life.
当我们讲到造房子的时候
When we talk about building houses,
或者我们买房子的时候
or buying houses,
我会再一次说买房子是一个很麻烦的事情
I can't emphasize more that the process of buying a property is very complicated.
首先你要去物色这个房子，有些人说他们去找了整百间的房子还没找到适合的。
First you have to look for your target house and many people complain that after hundreds of them they couldn't locate one.
过去我也在我去那边买个房子，但是我很怕这个麻烦。
I bought houses on Virginia Beach before, but I really fear this trouble.
所以我们看到第四间的时候就决定了。
And therefore, after we saw the fourth one, we decided on this one.
当然，我们也相信神带领我们了。
But also, of course, we believe that God will led us.
但是后来在签约的时候。
But when it times comes for us to sign the contract,
就是 closing 的时候了。
At closing,
我们又遇到这个麻烦了。
We had another obstacle.
因为我们要坐在那边整两个小时，要签200多页的这个合同。
Because we had to sit there for 2 hours to sign over 200 documents.
相信大家也经历过这个吧。
But I'm sure you went through all that.
为什么我们要找这个麻烦呢？
Why do we have to go through this trouble?
这只不过是我们人最基本的一个要求。
But this is our very fundamental request.
我们盼望找到一个好的地方来居住。
Hoping to find a better place to dwell in.
这是人基本的一个要求。
This is the most primitive request.
我们讲到衣食住行。
But we talk about food, housing, and this is very, very basic.
啊，上一回我们讲了衣服了，穿什么对吧
？Last time I was talking about clothing.
啊，吃的还没有讲了。
But we didn't talk about food yet.
这样我们就跳到这个住了哈。
Well, we skip the food. We talk about today the housing.
啊，我会讲吃的，因为那个很重要，所以啊。要加重一点。
I will talk about food because that's most important thing for us.
但是在我们还没有建造或者买这房子的时候
，Before we buy and build up the house，
我们的期望是什么呢
？What are our expectations？
我们的要求是什么呢
？What are our requests？
我相信你也经历过这个吧
？But I'm sure you went through all that.
啊，你要环境好啊。
Well, the environment must be good.
治安好。
And the neighborhood security is good.
结构好。结构。
Oh, the structure must be strong.
价钱好、
And of course, the price has to be right.
邻居好、邻居。
Our neighborhood must be good. The neighbor must have good neighbors.
学区好、
Most important, the school district for kids must be good.
所以说，环境好、治安好、结构好、司机好啊，才什么啊？邻居好，还这个很多都好了，我们需要。
We need all the above advantages that I mentioned.
但是有一个很重要。
But there's a very important thing.
对于我来说很重要。
At least for me.
就算这一切都好了。
Even though we get all the above aforementioned advantages.
但是这个地方的地基不好。
Well, the foundation of that house is bad.
你不要一个很弱的地基吧。
You don't want a very weak foundation.
啊，最近你不知道你没有看这个新闻呢、
I do not know whether or not you watch TV lately.
因为我们美国全国好多地方发生了这个冬，这个地下沉下去，这个沉冬。
In the United States, all over the place, there are accidents about sinkholes.
啊，在8月3号就有一个佛罗里达22英亩地方就陷下去了。
On the 3rd of August in Florida, there was a sinkhole as large as 22 acres.、
啊、还有这个。Kansas 的有一个大洞也是陷下去了。
And also in western Kansas, there was a huge sinkhole.
还有这个 Ohio 有一个车走到一半也陷下去，再跑下去了。
In Ohio, a car was running on the road and he ran into a sinkhole.
哦，我也有兴趣，为什么那个洞忽然间会陷下去呢
？But I'm so intrigued by why all of a sudden the roads cave in.
所以我也查这个 internet， 发现我们宾州也很糟。
But I went on internet to do a little investigation to find out that Pennsylvania is also horrible.
啊，刚刚在 Harrisburg 那边有一个洞陷下去了。
And also, I just learned that in Harrisburg there was a big sinkhole.
啊，在宾州有41个这个洞的这样的陷下去啊。
In Pennsylvania alone, there are 41 sinkhole accidents.
而且听说政府没有钱去修补啊。
And I heard that the state government has no money to repair them.
所以你好祷告，希望你的房子不是这样陷下去。
I suggest you pray that your house is not built on a sinkhole.
所以你想象，如果你活在这样的一个地方，或者选择了这样的一个地方来建房子。
Can you imagine that if you find a place like this to build your houses on?
无论你的房子的这个材料有多好啊。
No matter how good the building materials are to build a house.
无论的样子看来多豪华。
No matter how sumptuous your style of the house is.
但是如果这个根基不好的时候。
But if the foundation is not good.
那就有麻烦了。
You have big trouble.
啊，这个是一个很重要的问题啊。
And this is a crucially important issue.
同样的，对于我们的生命来说
，In the same way as far as our life is concerned.
你怎么样建造你这个生命
？How do you choose to build up your own life?
是一个很关键性的。
And this is a crucial issue.
甚至是生死的问题、啊。
And this is also a vital issue, a matter of life and death.
所以耶稣在这里开始讲到了这个好的建筑的工人。
And that's why in the parable, Jesus was mentioned the good things about a wise builder.
然后一个也是 不好的是不聪明的一个建筑工人。
Compared with a unwise builder.
啊，耶稣是带着警告的口吻。
And our Lord Jesus is speaking in a warning tone.
在二十四节那边告诉我们。
In verse 24, he told us.
我们要注意这里所说的。
We have to pay attention to what Jesus said.
他说，所以凡听见这话去行的。
The everyone then who hears these words of mine,
好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And thus some will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
啊，他用了这样的一个比喻啊。
And he used such a figurative way to talk.
多少时候我们听别人说话说话说很多。
And oftentimes when we hear other people talk a lot.
但是他不后来也不做到。
And they did not do much.
可能也我们也是其中一个。
But probably we are one of them.
很多时候我们很相信一个人的动机。
And oftentimes we believe in people's intentions.
也或者你很相信自己的动机是好的。
But you also, you tend to believe your intentions are good.
但是动机跟行动不是一样的。
But your motives and the action are not the same.
啊，不是同行的哈。
And they are not walking parallelly.
有动机不一定有行动的。
Even though you have good intentions, but that may not result in action.
啊，虽然动机也有动，行动也有动。
But you know, maybe you have good intentions, maybe you have good actions.
啊，这两个动，一个在前面，一个在后面。
But one have nothing to do with the other.
所以耶稣让他的跟随他的人听到他的话语。
Our Lord Jesus wants his followers to listen to his words.
但是不只是听到。
But not only do they listen.
不只是赏识他的话语。
Not only do they appreciate his words.
不只是觉得很舒服听到他的话语。
Not only that they are willing to listen to his words.
但是他要那些听到他话语的人要行出来。
But he do request those listeners to live the words out.
很多这些演讲家啊。
Many of the speech givers.
啊，可能包括牧师也好啊。
Including pastors.
都喜欢人称赞他所讲的。
So they love praises from the audience.
啊，当然我很感激，如果你称赞我也或者同意我所讲的。
I am really grateful if you thankful and appreciate what I'm preaching.
但是我要这样传讲的目的。
The purpose that why I'm preaching here
是因为我要你能够听了之后一起学习行出来
is because I want you to study and learn and experience them after you listen to them.
雅各书在雅各书一章二十二节有说了这么的话。
In the book of Jacob, James, it says the same thing.
他说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
And basically says they want you to practice the words, not simply listen to the words.
而且后面一句不要自己欺哄自己啊。
And they also tell us not to deceive ourselves.
在罗马书也有这样的说法。
And in the book of Romans it says,
他说原来在神的面前
in front of our Lord,
不是说听律法而称义，不是听律法而为义。
Listening to the laws is not the only thing.
乃是行律法称义。
The most important thing is to practice it to get sanctified.
这两方面都是告诉我们这个行动很重要。
And these two things told us that actions are much more important.
虽然我们知道这个我们信的是信因信称义。
And although we know that we get saved by faith.
但是我们如果信了就有行为了。
But it's supposed to be that after we believe, we should have actions.
有位圣经学者 William Buckley.
And there was a biblical scholar William Buckley.
他讲了一句很伟大的说法。
And he said a very famous quote.
啊，他说知识唯有成为这个实际或者很实际的行动才能够有用。
William Buckley said say that again. Knowledge only becomes relevant when it is translated into action.
就是你自是唯一能够成为了这个行动，那才是有用的。
When the knowledge translates into action, it is become useful and meaningful.
就好像你去看医生一样。
It's pretty much like you go to see a doctor.
如果你要预备去看医生的时候，预备去看医生。
When you prepare yourself to go to see a doctor,
为什么？因为你身体有一些不舒服。
Because you experience some ailment.
但是你有没有说、哦、我去看医生，但是我不要听他的话、
Do you say to yourself, even though I go to see the doctor, I will not listen to him?
或者我不要吃他给我的药、
Or I will not take his medications.、
所以今天一样的，我们的问题很多时候是我们听了没有用出来。
And it's pretty much a similar way. Today our problem is after we hear them, we don't practice them.
就好像当年那你跟随他的人一样。
It's just like in the biblical time, the followers of Jesus.
我们成为耶稣的跟随者。
We have become the followers of Jesus.
我们成为基督徒。
We have become Christians.
我们一定要听了行出来。
We must listen to his words and practice them.
听加上行，等于顺服。
And this practice, listen plus practice, his words equals,
听了做出来。
You have to listen and practice it.
我们说心耳顺服就是一个意思的。
And that's why we say after we listen, we humble ourselves.
所以耶稣说这个聪明的人。
And that's why our Lord Jesus said the wise man.
他把他房子建造在磐石上。
He built his house on a rock.
这磐石是代表什么呢？
What does the rock signify?
或者这个磐石是怎么样的磐石呢？
What kind of rock it is?
这磐石不只是一粒石头而已。
And the rock is not only a piece of rock.
当然讲到这个磐石是一个延伸的地下的石床。
And he talks about an extended rock bed under the dirt.
是很坚固不动摇的。
And it is a very, very solid rock.
但是如果相反的话，
But on the contrary,
就是把房子建在沙土上，
It is like building a house on the sand.
很松懈，很容易溜走的。
And it is very, very loose and very, very dangerous.
记得刚才我讲，我们在这美国看天道说有很多这些陷下去的洞。
And we are just pretty much like the examples that I talk about, the sinkholes.
这些陷下洞为什么会这么发生呢？
Well, how could this sinkholes happen?
或者你说是这个自然的过程里面。
But you can say it's a natural process.
它是因为是地层里面的这个可能是沙流沙被溜走了，侵蚀了。
It may be because under the dirt, the sand under it was flown away.
或者有一些的石在下面融化了，冲走了。
And maybe it is the rock that went away under the dirt.
所以一样的，耶稣这里的意思告诉我们。
But in a similar fashion, our Lord Jesus tries to tell us.
他说我们要建造我们的生命，要在他的话语里面成为根基。
And he said that we build.Our life on the words, he said.
他说听到他话语去行的就是一个聪明的一个工人。
Listening to his words and put them into practice, this is what a wise man is doing.
这个给我们看到符合了他登山宝训里的教训。
And this is coincides with the morals that he said in the book, in the Bible.
如果你往前看的时候，
But if you keep on reading,
耶稣曾经讲过个句话，
And our Lord Jesus has said,
他说不是主啊主啊，甚至我主啊主啊都是能进天国的。
And not those people who call me Lord and Lord, not all these people can go into heaven.
他说不是凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进天国的。
Not those who keep calling me Lord, they can go into heaven.
他说唯独遵循我的天父旨意的人才能进去。
But those who abide by my will, they can go into heaven.
所以我们看到这里主告诉我们要把他生命建造在这个磐石上。
Now we can understand better why our Lord is talking about building the house on the rock.
所以这个信耶稣很容易。
Believing in Jesus is not a hard thing to do.
你说我也读得懂圣经啊。
But you can say that I can understand the Bible.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
跟随主。
Following our Lord.
意思就是我们认识主和爱我们的主耶稣。
It means that we not only have to know him, but love him.
我们说主啊，我相信你。
We say that, our Lord, we love you, we believe in you.
但是我们有没有顺服他的教导？
But can we follow his teachings?
啊，这个挑战是给你们，给我们。
And this is a challenge for us.
如果你照着他行，你的生命是不一样的。
And if you follow his words into practice, your life will be different.
那个祝福是不一样的。
And the Lord's benediction is also different.
所以主在这边说，建造的果效在哪里呢？
And then the Lord Jesus said, where are the effects of building the house?
如果你看下去，马太福音第七章二十五节这里这么说。
But if you keep on reading on verse 25, it says,
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子。
And the rain fell, and the flood came, the wind blew and beat on that house.
你看这里他讲得很详细的。
But here we can see the details in his reasoning.
他说雨淋也好。
And the rainfall.
水冲也好。
And floods came.
风吹也好。
And the wind blew.
还有什么？装着的房子。
And all these beat on the house.
房子重不倒塌。
But the house will not fall.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为根基立在磐石上。
Because it had been founded on the rock.
这里是一个耶稣用了一个很逼真的图画来表述表明出来。
Our Lord Jesus used a very vivid picture to signify what he wants to say.
对当时听的人，他们是很清楚的。
And these are very, very real and clear to those followers at that time.
在巴勒斯坦这个地区
，in Palestine area.
哎，如果有人去过这个以色列，就知道这个事情。
If you've been to Israel, you would know this.
听说在那里常常有一些忽然间的暴风雨起来。
And we heard that the weather over there is very, very unpredictable.
啊，有时这个约旦河就涨起来了。
And all of a sudden, the Jordan River is swollen.
山上的溪水就流下来，冲起来，就水灾了。
Water comes down from the mountain all of a sudden.
所以如果那个建筑不好的话，就完全把它冲走了。
And if the builders do not build the house solidly, the house will be blown away.
我们需要用很多的这个心机或者这些劳力去建造一个好的房子。
We have to spend a lot of effort and energy or thoughts into building our house.
在巴勒斯坦，如果把一个房子要建造在沙土上是很容易的事情。
And in Palestine, if you build your house on the sand, it is a very easy thing to do.
但是真正要建一个强壮的这个房子，要钻地基，要打到石床上。
And if you want to build a solid house, you have to go into the foundations.
那需要下很多功夫的。
But you have to make a lot of effort.
所以同样的，我们可以很容易的听一篇道。
Similarly, it is very easy for us to listen to a preaching message.
我们很容易说我们信耶稣。
It's very easy to say we believe in Jesus.
我们跟随耶稣。
We follow our Lord.
我们要做主的门徒。
We become our Lord's disciples.
但是我们是否有顺服他呢？
But do we humble ourselves to him?
行出他要我们行的呢？
To practice what he wants us to put into action.
如果你看路加福音第六章有同样的讲到这个事情的。
If you look at the Gospel of Luke, they have the same similar message.
他们第六章四十八节，他讲同样的东西，但是有加的一些东西。
And over there, it says a similar message with other details.
他像一个人盖房子。
It is pretty much like a person who builds his house.
深深的挖地。
And he digs deeply into the foundation.
把根基按在磐石上。
And put his roots on the rock.
发大水的时候。
When floods come.
水冲那个房子。
And the flood beat on that house.
房子总不能动摇。
And the house will not fall.
因为根基立在磐石上。
Because the foundation is built into the rock.
那边告诉我们，他们挖过了沙土。
And that says, tells us the process of digging through the sand layer.
房子的根基立在磐石上。
The foundation of the house is on the rock.
一样的，耶稣告诉我们。
In a similar way, Jesus told us.
一个聪明的建造。
Is for a wise builder.
不管生命遇到什么的暴风雨。
No matter your life experience whatever difficulties.
无论你的生命遇到什么冲击。
No matter what kind of storm your life goes through.
如果你是建造在耶稣的磐石上。
If you build yourself on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus.
你就会屹立不倒。
You will not fall.
所以这关键的字就是这个根基这个字。
The key words here is the foundation, the rock.
当生命的危机来到的时候，
When life crisis come,
我们就会看出我们跟耶稣的关系到底到了哪里。
We can definitely see how our relationship is with our Lord Jesus.
我们与主耶稣的关系的程度是在哪里？
And what kind of relationship we have with our Lord Jesus?
我们是否能够承得住这个试验呢？
Can we stand the trials?
我们是否能够迎接这个风浪呢？
Can we hit the storm head on?
在1915年的时候，
In 1915,
有一位很出名的工程师。
There was a very famous architect.
他的名字叫做 Frank Lloyd Wright.
His name is Frank Lloyd Wright.
他给了一个很能给他的一个很大的挑战。
And he was given a very big challenge.
就是要建造一座高楼。
To build a high-rise building.
建造在哪里呢？
In where?
就是建在东京。日本的东京
in the city of Tokyo in Japan
就是建造这个王朝酒店 Imperial Hotel
to build this building is it's called Imperial Hotel
这个是一个被地震威胁最多的地方
and this is the place the area threatened by constant earthquakes
最频密的地震常常发生在这里。
Frequent earthquakes take place in that area.
所以他就研究怎么样来造这个根基呢？
He did extensive research on how to build the foundation.
怎么能够承受这个地震呢？
To stand the earthquakes.
啊，他是很聪明，最后他决定了。
He was very very smart architect and he decided.
他把这个房子建在一个60尺厚的软土层上面。
He built to build his foundation of the house in a soft dirt layer 60 feet thick.
60尺的这个软土层。
And built on a layer of 60 feet feet soft layer.
他很用心的去研究去思想。
He put in a lot of effort into the research and analysis.
因为软土层可以吸收或者承受那个真理啊。
Because the softer layer can absorb the effect of the earthquake.
当这个大厦造了不久之后。
After the building of the Imperial Hotel.
造完之后啊。
After it's finished.
就发生了52年最严重的地震。
A very serious earthquake took place in 52 years of history.
那是很多的建筑物都倒了。
All the surrounding houses fell.
但是这个建筑物屹立不倒。
But this imperial building stood there.
是的，耶稣应许我们。
And this is the promise of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们下功夫，
If we apply ourselves,
用时间。
If we put in time,
把我们的生命建造在他的话语上
building our life into his words,
无论任何问题来到
no matter what occurs,
无论苦难来到苦难
no matter no matter when pain or sorrow hit,
失业来到
and the trial hit us,
哪怕是忽然失业了
and even though unemployment happens,
或者是亲人病危，或者更要很快离去了。
And even though we have physical discomfort,
哪怕是孩子家庭有问题了。
And we have family problems.
哪怕夫妻之间也有矛盾了。
And we also have spousal disputes.
但是如果能够把我们的信心、我们的心、我们的生命建造在耶稣的话语上
，But if we build our heart.Our thinking, our ideas into the God's words.
我们有足够的信心。
We have enough confidence.
很平稳的，无缺的度过风浪。
To go through the storm smoothly.
神的话语是有力量的。
And our God's words are powerful.
啊，有一次我和我太太啊，在某个事情上不是很同意啊。
One time I disagree with my wife on something.
啊，有时候他做事跟我做事是两个不同方式的。
Oftentimes, whatever he does, disagrees with what I want to do.
所以神造人真是很奇妙。如果你太太跟你不一样，不要埋怨啊。
So that's why we can show that our Lord is absolutely wondrous, and our wives and us, we're different.
但这是很简单的事情，我要把这个东西放在那边，他说不好看，我就偏要放在那边。
It is a very simple thing. I want to put that thing on a certain spot.She said, no, it's not good looking, but I insist on my intentions.
所以我们就彼此生气。
Therefore, we argue, we have bad feelings.
就不讲话了。
And stop talking to each other.
但是我们都每次都会晚上会祷告睡觉。
But we always pray before we go to bed.
在还没有祷告之前，你要把你的气下去是不容易的。
It is a hard thing to chase away your angers before prayers.
但是我想起一句话。
But I thought about one word.
大家可能也懂得以弗所书四章二十六节吧。
But we also, everybody understand that in the book of
Ephesians chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
二十六节那边说生气却不可犯罪。
But it says that you can be angry, but you cannot commit sins.
不可含怒到日落。
You cannot be angry before the day ends.
所以我们都不要把这个气带到明天，我带到晚上了。
But therefore, we cannot be angry before the day ends.
这是给我们每个人一个挑战。
This is a challenge for every one of us.
耶稣说要建立在他的话语里面。
Our Lord told us to build onto His words.
如果你好好读圣经。
But if you read the Bible carefully.
不只是读。
Not only you read.
思考它。
You think about it.
明白它。
Understand it.
然后求主啊，让我引用在我的生活里面。
And pray Lord to give you strength to put them into practice.
现在美国一个最大的问题。
And today, one of the biggest problems in the United States.
在美国的基督的信仰已经到了一个很糟糕的光景。
The Christian faith state in the United States right now is in a very, very bad case.
有人这样的测量过。
And as some people said,
他说美国人有 93% 的人拥有多过一本圣经。
They say that 93% of all Americans have or possess more than one Bible.
这个圣经说可以说他们承认是最畅销的书。
And the Bible is the most sold out books.
但是很多都是把这个圣经放在书架上做一个装饰品。
But oftentimes they put the Bible on the shelf.
他们说有10个美国人有4个知道只有4个知道耶稣登上宝训是什么。
And out of 10 Americans, only 4, okay, know about the Sermon on the Mount.
他说大多数的美国人不能把四本福音书的名字讲出来。
The majority of Americans cannot name the 4 books of Gospels.
希望这里弟兄姐妹都念得出。
I hope that we know that.
有10个人只有3个少年人知道为什么庆祝复活节。
And only 3 of the 10 youths in the United States know why we celebrate, Easter.
因为现在越来越多小孩子知道是什么是这个万圣节啊，不知道什么复活节。
Many kids right now, they know the Halloween, but they do not know the meaning of Easter.
1/3的美国人相信没有绝对的生活原则。
And 1/3 of Americans do not believe in life principles.
不是三分之二 2/3.
Oh, 2/3, not 1/3. 2/3, the majority of them do not believe.
因为他们不相信有绝对的真理。
Because,
绝对的真理。
Because they do not believe in absolute righteousness.
最糟糕的是一般所谓重生得救的基督徒。
The terrible thing, the worst thing that for a regular reborn Christian,
他们否认有圣灵的存在或者三位一体的神。
They deny the existence of Holy Spirit and the Trinity God.
也不相信有所谓魔鬼、撒旦、邪灵的事情。
They don't believe in the evil spirits, Satan and things like that.
有五个基督徒，有一个基督徒否认耶稣的复活。
And one of the fifth American Christians denied the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
如果去调查，有很多这些资料。
But if you go into the statistics, you will find a lot more.
这个证明什么呢？
What does it say to us?
这证明我们很多人有圣经。
But this tells us that many of us do have Bibles.
但是有多少人真正读懂圣经？
But how many of us really understand and read and understand the Bible?
只有一些人知道圣经讲什么。
And only a small portion of them understood what the Bible says.
结果我们要行出来、活出来，就是更难的事了。
But if we ask them to practice them, it is such a challenging task.
一个聪明的建造。
A wise builder,
如果不把它应用在自己的生命里面，
if he does not put the words into practice,
不把它应用在孩子上面，
if they do not apply them on their own kids,
这根本是没有果效的。
And it's going to be resolved.
所以耶稣给我们今天一个挑战。
And today, our Lord Jesus has given us a challenge.
如果你是聪明的父母，
if you are wise parents,
在你的孩子幼年的时候，
when your children are still young,
你就要用神的话语去讨教他。
You should really use God's words to educate them.
用神的话语来熏陶他。
To use God's words to surround them.
每个晚上睡觉前。
Before they go to bed in the evening.
你有没有试过跟你孩子一起祷告读圣经？
Did you ever try to pray with your children?
我给你一个挑战。
I give you a challenge.
这是基督徒建造家庭的独方秘诀。
And this is a secret
独家秘方
for Christians to build up their families.
当夫妻常常在神的面前读圣经，
When a couple reads Bible and pray in front of our Lord,
或者一起认罪祷告
and they, when they pray,
这是关系美好的良药。
And this is such a wonderful medicine for a spousal relationship.
我们让耶稣来挑战我们。
We must allow our Lord to challenge us.
这本圣经不是2000年的古老书而已。
And this is not an ancient book. This Bible is not an ancient book from 2000 years ago.
这是神的话语。
And this is God's word.
这是生命的话语。
This is the words of life.
这是聪明人所建造的磐石。
And this is the rock of wise builder.
所以我们不要做一个愚拙的建造者。
Therefore, we should not be an unwise builder.
就好像这里耶稣所警告的。
And that just like the warning the Lord gave us here.
如果再看26跟27节这边。
But if you read verses 26, 27.
这是耶稣讲了一个相对性的光景。
And this is a contrary scenario our Lord Jesus gave us.
这里说什么呢？26节。凡听见我这话不去行的。好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌了更大。
As everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house. It fell, and great was the fall of it.
这里一个相对的警告口。
And this is a warning for us.
就是警告比喻为建造在沙土上的矿井。
And this is an example of building a house on the sand.
这个所谓的建在沙土上的意思。
And when you build your house on the sand, it means
就是意思说听到神的话也不去做的。
That means that you after you hear God's words, you don't do anything.
你听到属天的指示。
But you hear a message from heaven.
每个礼拜听到牧师的讲道。
Every week you listen to pastors' preachings.
每个星期你有小组查经。
Every week you participate in Bible study of small groups.
已经听到属天的指示。
You heard the message from the heaven.
你知道怎么走天路。
You know how to walk a heavenly walk.
但是你在一般日子又回头去走世俗的道路。
But in your everyday life, you go back to your own old norm.
一边寻求世俗 的享乐。
Seeking secular pleasures.
所以沙土比喻什么呢？
And what a sand simplifies.
所以与其听到神的话语，
instead of listening to God's word,
知道神的意思，
knowing God's will,
却去寻求人的意思，
but you seek human intention,
寻求自己的意思，
and you seek your own will.
因为沙土是容易动摇的，
because sand is very easy to move,
是更变的，
it's very changeable,
不可靠的，
and it's very unreliable,
就好像自己的欲望。
And it is pretty much like your personal aspiration, your secular point of view.
在我还没有信耶稣的时候，
Before I believe in God,
我告诉我什么都不信。
I told myself I'm not going to believe in anything.
我只信自己。
I only believe in myself.
我相信你也这样想过。
But I thought maybe you did the same thing.
特别有人向我传福音的时候。
Especially when somebody preached gospel to me.
我什么都不信。
I don't believe anything.
我只信自己。
I only believe in myself.
是不是这样呢？
Is that so?
当我信了耶稣的时候。
After I converted to Jesus.
我发觉一件事情。
I found out one thing.
我什么都可以信。
I can believe in everything.
我最怕信自己。
But the only thing makes me fear is myself.
我最危险的就是信自己。
And it's the most dangerous thing to believe in myself.
因为自我就是罪的根源啊。
And our self is the source of our sin.
自我是我们跌倒最主要的原因啊。
And our self is the worst stumble block.
因为我们自我只看见眼前的这个好处。
Because the self allows us only to see what we can see.
所以沙土等于我们没有这个远见。
And sand simplifies that we do not have a vision.
我们有近视眼，属灵的近视眼。
We are spiritually nearsighted.
只为今生而没有为最真实的来生而着想。
We only look to live for the time that's for us, but not for the future.
有一位非常有技巧的木匠。
And there was a, once upon a time, there was a very skillful carpenter.
他希望早点退休享福。
He wants to retire early to enjoy his retirement.
希望跟太太孩子享清福了。
Hoping to live a peaceful life with his wife.
他说没收入不要紧了，早点退休好了。
It doesn't matter my income was, but I just want to retire early.
所以他就告诉他的承包商老板。
So therefore, he told his boss.
他说我要退出这个行业了。
I want to retire.
虽然没有收入，但不要紧了。
No matter how little my income is, it was fine.
这承包商说很可惜啊，你这个巧妙的招房的技术，很可惜这个你巧妙的招房技术。
And the boss said, you know, you are so skillful, your building skills is such a pity you lose them.
哎呀，退出这个行业是很可惜的。
If you retire right now from building the house, it's such a pity, such a shame.
但是没办法知道，但是他给要给他一个要求哈。就是这
承包商
给他一个要求。
But his boss gave him a requirement.
就要求他，你可以不可以照做你自己的品味造最后的房子。
The last request was, can you build a house according to your own tastes?
所以这个木匠就很牵强的，哦，哎呀，好好吧，答应吧。
But the carpenter said, all right, he barely okays it.
他不好意思拒绝嘛。
But he was embarrassed to refuse.
所以从开工到结束，
from the beginning to the completion of the house,
可以看出这个木匠是没有用心去做了啊。
But we can see that the house that the carpenter did not put into his heart.Into the building process.
马马虎虎的，随随便便的，用吃的的料这个材料去做了。
He used less than perfect building materials, cut corners here to build this house.
当他做完之后
，After completion,
他承包商老板就来看看。
And his boss came over to inspect.
当然，他承包商很厉害，看他非常的失望。
Well, his boss was very, very, smart, and he was deeply disappointed.
但是没办法改变。
But there's nothing he can do.
他已经决定了。
He already decided.
他就对这位木匠说。
And he said to this carpenter,
拿去吧。
Take this house.
他就把房子的钥匙交给他。
And he gave the carpenter the key to the house.
其实这是我为你预备的最大份礼物啊。
But this, as a matter of fact,is the ultimate gift that I prepare for you.
这木匠愕然惊醒起来。
And the carpenter was amazed, appalled.
心里带着羞耻感。
With a huge shame into his heart.
非常内疚啊。
And he was guilty.
涌出他的心头来。
And all these feelings came out of his heart.
可能他一生住在这房子都要羞愧啊。
And he felt ashamed living in that house for the rest of his life.
同样的基督徒。
Same for Christians.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's sons and daughters.
如果我们用不适当的方法。
But if we use inappropriate manners.
来建造我们的生命。
To build our lives.
建造在不稳妥的磐石上
and to build a house on a shaky foundation.
不是耶稣基督的磐石上。
But this is not on God's words.
那是何等大的亏损呢？
It is such a shame.
那是何等一生的遗憾呢？
And this is such a shame for your life.
在1989年。
In 1989.
10月17号。
October 17.
因为我知道10月17号很清楚，因为是我的生日啊。
Because I know 17th of August very clearly because that's the pastor's birthday.
但是呢，那时候发生了一件很大的事情。
A great thing happened that day.
就是三藩市发生了大地震。
San Francisco, there was a big earthquake in San Francisco.
那些很多建造在稳固地基上的建筑物都不倒塌。
All the houses building with its foundation on the rock, they did not fall.
大家都知道那边有一条桥就是金门桥。
Everybody know that there's a huge cross ocean bridge over there.
就金门桥是吧 ？Golden Gate.
Golden Gate. 对呀 Golden Bridge.
Golden Bridge 不是啊，在南边的码头里面。
On the southern ports.
有一个双峰塔。
And there is a
twin tower.
Twin tower.
它呢，你是屹立不倒。
And it stays there.
为什么屹立不倒呢？
Why does it stay there?
因为它地基是深入到海底的磐石上面。
Because its foundation goes deep into the sea floor.
但是在另一边就是 Auckland 有一个双层的高架桥。
And on opposite of the tower, there was another bridge.
但是它就倒塌了。
And that bridge fell.
因为这个桥是建造在填土的海面上。
Because the bridge was built on the foundation of the loose dirt under sea.
看来两个建筑物是没有什么特别，没有什么不同。
You really don't see much difference between these two buildings.
但是当试验来到的时候。
When the storm comes.
就能够分辨出来。
Well, you can tell the difference.
若我们在生命某方面不是建造在磐石上。
But if in our life, we did not build our life on the rock.
不是建造在神的话语上。
Not build our life in the words of God.
我们就会遭受很多的亏损。
We will sustain the sufferings.
若你的婚姻不是建造在这个话语神的磐石上。
If your marriage is not built on the rock.
如果你教育孩子的事情上不是建造在这个磐石上
If your education of your children is not built on a solid rock
你的所谓的物质你的投资不是建造在这个磐石上
Your material life, your investments are not built on a rock
这个很有可能都会有问题
And this later on will become problematic
我们每个人看来都一样来教会
And every one of us comes to churchYou know, no difference.
我们都去查经班。
We also go to a Bible study.
但当风浪来到的时候
，When storm comes,
就可以分别出我们的信心来。
We can distinguish our differences in faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Our dear brothers and sisters,
我们不只是要来听一篇好听的道。
Not only we come to listen to a very good preaching sermon.
我们不是只是听一篇有用的道。
And not only a very useful sermon.
我们要听到
We listen to preachings.
我们要行道。
We need to practice them.
我们知道。
We know that.
我们要做到。
We need to know the words. We need to practice the word. Put the words into practice.
因为有一天我们会站在主的审判台前。
Because one day we're going to stand in front of our Lord.
主会不会说你是又忠心又良善的？
And is Lord going to say that you are good-hearted, loyal servant?
或者责备说你又恶又懒的仆人吗？
And or our Lord say you are lazy, you are not a loyal servant.
那亏损是何等大？
And that would be a big shame.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的主耶稣。
Merciful Jesus.
我们感谢赞美。
We praise you, we thank you.
因为你把那最宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Because you give the most precious words to us.
那是我们生命建造的磐石。
And those are the solid rock where we should build our life on.
因为你的话语立定在天，永不改变。
Because your words are never changed.
你要我们听从你所说的。
You want us to listen to your Lord, words.
但是很多时候我们有软弱。
But oftentimes we fail out of weaknesses.
我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, we pray for your help.
我们把这你的话语实践在我们生活每一个部分。
We pray for the help that we use to practice your word.
不论是孩子家庭。
No matter our children, no matter our families,
我们的婚姻，我们的事业
our marriage, our careers,
请你让我们建造在你的磐石上。
Lord, we pray that you give us strength to build all this on the rock of yours.
当风浪各种的挑战来到的时候
when challenges, trials, and storms come,
我们就屹立不倒了。
Therefore, we will remain unchanged.
还能够为你做美好的见证。
And we can be your best testimonies.
愿主听我们的祷告。
We pray that our Lord listen to our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.